I began teaching in 60, and I was born in 23. So you do the math, because I don't like math. And then I taught until I was 72. So that was fun. I loved it.
Yeah, teaching's great.
Linguistics and literature was my absolute favorite course. Loved it. Very close reading. That was marvelous. And child language, I was very fond of that. I taught child language for many years.
Did you do any research in child language?
Yes, I wrote my dissertation on child language. And noun-pronoun reduplication. Mm-hmm. Structures like my brother, him and my brother, or him, the accusative, the adjective was always used for the extra added element. My brother and me, we play football after school. My aunt and uncle, this was a wonderful one. My aunt and uncle, oh, I forgot. My aunt and uncle, their daughter, drove it home, the car. Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah.
Drove it. And they were trying very hard to use their very best language with me, mm-hmm. because I was taping them, and they knew that this was a very formal, very elegant situation.
You think that was hypercorrection?
I think probably so. Yes. My aunt and uncle, their daughter drove it home, the car. But I found this objective case very interesting, and I found that the added element could occur initially, medially, or finally in the sentence, which I thought was very interesting. Mm-hmm. I found that little boys don't even like to talk much, but if you turn on the tape recorder, if you have two boys, each child came in with a buddy, they only like to make action noises. They were forever saying things like crash and bang and ow and mm-hmm. don't hit me and things like that. Whereas the little girls were really using language. They were playing with their dolls or cleaning up the little playhouse that was mm-hmm. in the room. They really were talking. But the little boys were mostly just exploding linguistically.
Do you belong to any organizations?
Lots of them. I belong to the Junior League. I belong to Sunday Night Hamburger Club is my favorite. Mm-hmm. I belong to the Pan American Roundtable. I belong to lots and lots of church groups of different sorts. Episcopal Church. I belong to Chi Omega alums. I don't do anything in that direction. Mm-hmm. But I belong to it. That's all I can think of right now.
Do you know what your ultimate ancestry is?
Yes.
What is it?
My ancestry?
Yeah, yeah, like European ancestry or...
Yes, it's English.
All English?
All English.
Wow.
Well, English, and then before 1066, French. Mm-hmm. They came over the...
Mm-hmm. The Normans?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Did you have special names that you called your mother?
No.
You just called her mother?
Mother.
Mm-hmm. And how about your father?
Daddy. Strictly Texas style.
How about your grandparents? Did you know your grandparents?
I never had a grandparent. I was born so late
in
the lives of my mother and father that I didn't have any. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.